Today's daf is Besachim Makot, daf Chof Beit, and we're holding it to two dots right at the siman. Ma'kivlo Rav Hoshaya, v'lech shav nami hazorea b'nachal eitan. Now, what's happening now is an interesting thing. There are a number of different mefarshim, but I prefer to look at it as this. The Mishnah listed us a case in which we were told that yesh choresh telem echad. Yesterday we had the question, how about, why aren't we machayev separately? If there's a reason to be machayev, if you held yesh chiluk malachas and yontiv, then there would be a separate chiyuv of havara and of bishul. Okay, so originally Rav Nachman tried to be derech ula by saying that it's tana v'shiyah. The Gemara really, I mean, Ula responded to that with, it's crazy. The Tana is looking, counting lav, and you're telling me Tana Vashir, which makes no sense. Now what we're about to do is ask again and again and again for various things that we could have said at the same time, and we leave it hanging. What do we answer? Because what do we say Tana Vashir? We don't say anything. Fine. So Taisa says that Lomaisa is a difference between originally the Tachiyah of saying Tana Vashir, because over there what we were asking is that there should be two separate Yisurim of Yontav. You can't leave out one Yisur of Yontav. Masha Enkein, if you're bringing in other things that could have been done at the same time, those things you can leave out. Lemaisa, I think that the way to see the sugya clearly is that what it was that was added in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinoy said, if you're going to do this, you should add loivesh kelayim. So the Tanakhama said, loivesh kelayim is eno min Hashem. So he said, so neither is Nazir. That happens to be an addition that you threw in. So as we pointed out in the Mishnah, there's really three different stages here. There's the innate Isurim that are in the Harisha. There's Isurim that are done because of the situation of Harisha. And then there's Isurim that are done at the same time in the Harisha. So what the Tanakam is including is the first two. Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinoy was including the third. The way we understood the Mishnah is that Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinoy is not really including the third. He was just saying it makes no more sense to include the second set than it does to include the third set. Something which is entirely coincidental might as well not only be coincidental, but co-occurring. What's the difference, whether it's coincidental or co-occurring? It's the same thing. So you're saying he could have at the same time been Lovish Kelayim, and he could at the same time be a Nazir. But that's irrelevant to the Harish. That was his time. What I believe that the Gemara is doing now, and there are many Mefarshim who learn this way, is there only, all of these questions are only Aliba de Chananya ben Chachiloy. In other words, all of them are bringing in more and more insane examples of how it is that you could do something that has absolutely nothing at all to do with what it is that you're doing, but that gets tied into something that's being done bisha'at the Harisha through the Harisha. Now this represents a different set. They're completely crazy. I mean, they have nothing at all to do with wild situations where you'd have to create something that is considered to be usur, even those cases. And on that, the Gemara apparently is even chayish to answer Tana v'shir, for the simple reason that Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinoy himself wasn't asking, why don't you really include? You see, if you don't learn like this, then when the Gemara tied it against Rav Nachman, Ula was saying that Tana was Tana 8, and you're saying Tana v'shir, the Gemara should have said something much more powerful. The Tana said 8, but Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinoy asked for 1, and they argued about that 1. So if they argued about that 1, it was Tana v'shir, then it's crazy that he had no Tana in the Tanakama. Tanakama should have just said, okay, there's not another 100. But it was clear to the Gemara that was never in the same pot. Obviously, I'm not going to say Tana v'shir on those cases because they're not serious additions. That's the point. So in the cases that the Gemara is considering now, as we'll see, we're ready to talk about additional things that Rav Chananya ben Chachinoy could have brought, each of them being slightly more effective in one way or another, or funnier, than the case of Loivish Kilai. That's the point of the Hatkafot, I believe. And the Gemara obviously isn't Cheshesh to answer, even to answer Tana v'shir, because it wasn't thinking Tana v'shir. Neither was Chananya ben Chachinoy. Anyway, but as I told you, I quoted you the Taisus, so you can take his approach. Okay, so what is the first Hatkafa? Tanya's Rav Hoshaya, what you could have said, something closer to the Chachamim. You could have said that you were Zorea B'Nachal Eitan. So there you have now, you're doing Harisha of Telem Echad. So why change the situation to say what it was that you happened to be? Why not change it to say where it was that the Harisha happened to be? You don't list that either. And where would the Lav be? Hazarat Me'acha. asher lo yaveh bo v'lo yizareya. You're not allowed in the place where you did the arifa, the egla rufa. You are not allowed to do any kind of subsequent planting. And this guy is doing now the harisha. Matkevlo Reb Chananya v'lich shavnami amocheket Hashem ba'alichato. While you're walking with this plow, you could be erasing the Shem Hashem with the plow at the same time. And maybe the Shem Hashem is written along the pieces of the plow that are being worn out in the ground. Or and then you would be over on from the following, Azarate Miacha. It says, when it comes to Avada Zara'ah, so it says that you're supposed to be Ibatem Mechumam Min HaMakom Ahu, and then goes on to say the next pasuk, Lo Tasur Ken Hashem Elokechem. So there's an Isser to wipe out the Shem Hashem. So how can you do now your work? Matkif Lo Re'avu. Well, you could also have a Nega on your hand. And then as you're holding the plow and you're working with it, you're now rubbing off the nega. And that's an Isser D'oraita. So you could have a kotzetzit baharto, v'azarate mi'acha, yishamer b'nega hatzarat. You're not allowed to wipe out a nega.
And all these are with das to do it? Or it's like
those? It's irrelevant. I mean, we're talking about malchus. Obviously, it's with das. But that's the point of the mission, is with das. Not only das, but hatro. Maskif la abaye. Why can't he also be meziach hachoshen me'al ha'efot? Again, now, this is... there are others who learn that it means that a Kohen is doing it while he's... I think, again, the simple meaning over here is, as the plow goes by, he aims it so that it pulls off the choshen from off of the ephod. And then he'll be over on the lo yizach choshen. Or, why can't he have the plow pull on the badim of the Oren HaBris, which just happens to be in the same place, of, you know, and pull out the Badei HaOren, and then he'll be over on the Isra of lo yasur mimenu. Or lo yizach hachoshen. I mean, we, you know, we can come up with just about anything. It's the old aliens. You've never escaped those aliens. How many decades has it been already?
Oh, okay. And I was saying it's the Garden of
Aram and Yehusha. Matzkifla, Rav Ashi, you might as well have the Harisha being done with the plow is made of Atzei Asherah, and now you're going to be over on the Yidbak B'yatcha Mu'uma Menacherem. Matzkifla Ravina. On your way, you could be uprooting some young fruit trees. Then you'll be over on Bal Tashrit. So it could be Lichshadani Akotzitz Ilanot Tovot V'Azarate Miachi Ki Mimenu Tuchal V'Oto Lo Tichrot Omalei Rabbi Zeira L'Rabbi Mani. Why don't you have a separate Isser in the Harisha? Because the guy made a Shvua that he won't do Harisha. That already, I mean, that you can't say is something extraneous. There's a din of the Harisha. How are you going to get away with that? So what about if the guy said, Kigon di Amar, Shvua shelo echarosh biyom tov. Makes a Shvua not to do Harisha nyont. No, that's not a Shvua. That's a Nishpa nadvar mitzvah. And it's not Chal. Because lo kachal Shvua is Mushpa vol made me arsinayu. So say we ain't Yisr Chal, Yisr ain't Shvua, Chal Shvua. How about if he said, Shvua shelo echarosh at all. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbat. Bein b'yom tov, right? So now, that's called usually Yisr Kolel, where you include now other things, other applications of the Yisr, where it wouldn't have been Chal before. Like this, the Harisha was only Yisr and Yantav. Now, it's Yisr all the time. Where the din is Migo, the Chala ala Shivua Bechol. So once the Shivua now would be Chal for the week, so then once the Yisr is Chal, it's Chal ala Hanabi, Biyom Tov. Now what's going to be your explanation? The Mishnah is missing one of the Malkiot. Well, that's because immediately b'she'ela lo katan. We don't list things that you could simply go, instead of getting malchus, you can go and be mater your shvua, and then the shvua would be as if it didn't exist. Milamat freya. Things is about freya, so you were never over on it. And you're not going to get malchus. The Mishnah doesn't want to play games with it. Get out of the malchus, so it lists only those things which are not open to question. Ask about how can you say this? What do you mean, midi deite b'sheila? What about hegdish? Hegdish is also deite b'sheila. You could always go. You include it over here now in Isser of Mugdashi. Why say that it's talking about Mugdashi? No, that could be talking about a Bechor. Bechor is a given hegdish. That's not something that's up to you. You can be shayal on Bechor. How about Naziris? It says, who Nazir? That's talking about Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Shimshon meaning that a Malach came and made him a Nazir. So it's a Malach came. So Mamela, it's getting. Zaldas the Malach, so you can't have a Sheva on such a position, Sean. So then he's allowed to be Tomei Lameit. It lists over here, Vu Nazir, to add an additional Isser, because he was doing this in a graveyard. Okay, I got it. The reason why you can't say, we're talking about an additional...
It's a kind. Okay? Kind of an answer. It also says a kind of an answer.
Yeah, so it's the question.
So he's also because he's a kind.
Well, we're trying to add an answer. What do you
add? We're trying to add an answer by saying...
We're trying to equal 8, and he's saying let's go 9. So he says you can't go 9 because it's Itza B'Sheela, but Naziris Itza B'Sheela. So we said, no, Naziris, because we're talking just the letter Sheela, but that Naziris is Mutter B'Tumah. So you didn't add with the Naziris. So you still don't have an answer, so it must be that we do list things that are also B'Sheela. So therefore, we should list the Shavua also. So we need another answer for the Shavua. That's the Shakla V'Tariyim. Answer is the Gemara. The real reason that you can't add a Shavua is because Haitana Iser Kolel Letra. There's a machloket whether Iser Kolel is, or even where there's an Iser Kolel. Iser Kolel meaning you're adding Chol to the Kodesh, which is previously awesome. This Tana holds that even an Iser Kolel, Ein Iser Kolel Iser, or Ein Shavua Kolel Shavua. Omer Rav Hoshaya. This is an interesting issue. Hamarbia shorp suleha mugdashim lokeshnai. So somebody mates now with its own species, a shorp. It was suleha mugdashim, where it had been set aside for carbon, got a mum, you went ahead and replayed it. Now we have an interesting halacha. When it comes to shorp suleha mugdashim, it has certain dinim of kedesh. So it's also now begizah, it's also to work with it. On the other hand, it is completely cool in other terms, in lagabi achila tuma. So there's no isra, tameva tor yagra.
You weren't part of the animal, but became part of the
problem. No, you were part of it. You can only be part of it after it's possible. It's Kiddush Taguf, there's no opinion on it.
But it still retains some level of
Kiddush. After opinion, it remains also permanently because of Aved. So many of the Rishonim hold that the issue over here, the Rivan, by the way, the Pirush on the side, you know, is at this point is the Rivan, not Rashi. Starting from Tess on the base, in the middle of the Daf, it says, and Rashi died here, but continued on by his son-in-law. So anyway, so the Rivan learns, but so do many of the other Rishonim. Then the Rambam says this is Alpi Kabbalah, that it's not, obviously we never think it's such a crazy thing ourselves, that since this animal has a din of both Chulun and Kochim, it's as if it's two different species. Now that's normally not included in Kilayim. However, that's called Kilayim. You're mating Kilayim. Because this animal, even mating with its own species, is intermating. Very strange. The Rabbi Natan is a beautiful Yerushalayim. Natan's Pirush, it brings right to this from a drasha that the Gemara says, it says, Kitzvi v'cha'ayol, three times. One of the Tzvi v'ayol, Kitzvi v'cha'ayol, which are two different species. So it compares all of the Psulei HaMukdashim to say there could be eaten yachtav, atameva, atahori, yachtav, kitzvi v'chayol. It was kitzvi v'chayol. Animals that could never have been Kodesh in the first place. Why do we need two examples? To tell me that it has a din of a tzvi and an ayol. So in other words, this animal consists of two species and can never be mated, or it can never be worked. Because if you work with it, you're working with two species together, even though it's only a single animal. Really strange. So according to this, if you're Marbiya Sharp Suya Mugdasha, you would be Lokeshnaim. Now, not everybody has the gears of Lokeshnaim. The Lokeshnaim is actually a Machlokas Rishonim. So the Rivan learns over here, that's who's the Machaber, the Pirish on the side, that was Rashi before. So the Rivan learns over the Lokeshnaim is because he's also considered to be Oved. Because if you're being Marbiya, so you're using him now as a stag, that's considered to be Avoda. If you just plow, you're loike for kilayim. Because even though it's a guf echadu, but the Torah called it two things. And asa'al hakatuf kishne gufim. So this is the same machlok as the Rambam and the Ravid, actually here between the Rivan and the Rabbeinu Tam. And our dear president, after having run from the aliens for many years, has got his breath back and is ready to say,
Dr. Haile Commissioner.
You can barely tell he's been running. Kama Malkinota. So now we finally got the partial list of the interesting cases of Malkut. How much does he get, Malkut? He gets Arba'im Choser Achad. Doesn't get the Arba'im, he gets Arba'im minus one. Shinemar Bimispar Arba'im. Of course, it doesn't really say Bimispar Arba'im anywhere. What it does say is Im Bin HaKot HaRasha, and Vipilo Shofer Viko Bimispar. Arba'im Yakeno Lo Yosif Lakoto. Which is another pasuk. So we're putting together two pasukim. Bimispar Arba'im. So Bimispar Arba'im does not mean 40. It means the number that is next to 40. Now you'll notice that this is not the only time that such a thing happens. Because Visafarta Hamishim Yom means 49, not 50. So that means that there's something about the word Safar, which has to do with the narrative that leads up to something, but doesn't include it. So we're talking about the mispar, which is samuch la'arba'im. That means that we are talking about what is the mathematical narrative that reaches arba'im? 39. So it means you only give him 39. What's interesting is that, and it's really interesting, if you add up the number of letters in the Pasuk, it's 39. If you add up the number of the letters of the V'safartam Lechem, it's 49. That's really weird. So anyway, but this is the Bimim Spar. Now the Rambam says, and many learn it, many take this, I think wrongly, but many take this to mean in the Rambam that this is only a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. The Rambam says that the reason we don't hit him Arboim is because the Rabbanan were Cheshesh, that if we allow you to go all the way to Arboim, you'll be over on Pen Yosef Lakoto. So if we take one off, so even if there's an error, you won't come to be over, perhaps even kill the guy on Pen. So that's the Pen Yosef Lakoto Makar Rabbah. Because of that, there's a lot of questions, and that's done from the Lashon Gemara. Also, other questions from different sugyas about what would be if this is only in the Rabbanan, the way the Rambam is learning. Lamais, it's not necessarily so. Because the Rambam, remember, in general, looks at anything which is the way that we derish a pasuk as divrei sefer. So when he says that, what he might mean is this. Since from here we understand that we have to be chayish for Pen Yosef Lakoto, and because of that we also learn out that we have to have a medical examination. So it's clear that the Torah does not mean to literally hit him arba'im. Arba'im is a maximum. Once arba'im is a maximum, so then the chachamim were kaveya that that maximum has been mispar arba'im, because that's how we understand the word arba'im. It doesn't mean the chachamim were kaveya as a takana derabana to avoid getting up to 40, in which case it would also be made that, of course, it's d'oraita, the way people normally use the word d'oraita. Rabbi Yehuda Emer, arba'im shilemot uloket. No, he gets 40 malchus. Ve'echan uloket ha'itera. Where does he get the 40th malchus? And the reason that we're asking this is because we're going to see very soon that the splitting up of the malchiot in three locations is very central even to the original examination of his being ro'i l'malchus. So what we have to do is we have to split up the malchus in three ways, as we'll see. And therefore, we're wondering if there's one that is not included in being mishulash, so it's neither on his right side of his back, left side of his back, or his chest, where would it be? Because it's certainly not going to have a mispar that's not roi lishtalish. And it comes along now, Rabbi, this is the way most learn. I mean, others learn, we'll see the Raya and the Pesuk, it's the fact that you get Arba'im. But what he's saying is the Yetera would be in Bein Kitefav. So it would go basically between his shoulders blade, the shoulder blade. Enom Dimato, when we do the medical examination, we cannot reach a number of Malkiot unless they're Makot Ro'uyot Hishtalesh. So there has to be now an ability to divide by three. So that, let's say, if we find him Ro'uy medically to tolerate 20 Malkiot, we'll only give him 18. We'll give him 20, because 20 is not rightly Hishtalesh. Now, suppose I'm due L'Kabel Arba'im. He was originally medically examined to be suitable, now, to have 40 malchot, meaning the 39. And we start to give him malchot, and he does not look very good at all. And they give him another examination. At this point, there's no way he's going to be able to take the whole arba'im. At that point, he's potter then.
For the rest.
For anything. So in other words, he goes out free. Because we do not re-examine him once he was Makabala's Onesh. And as we'll see, the Kabbalah of the Onesh is defined by his having suffered the embarrassment, v'nikla achicha le'imecha, having been treated in such a fashion, whatever that nikla achicha is, potters him from the malchus. Since over here we would need to redefine the din, so the Bezim would have to say, well, now, according to medical findings, he's supposed to get 37. But that's a new din. That's not what you said before. So your original din, you're saying, we can't carry out. No. Well, we're not going to give him a new din. He already was punished. So that v'nikla potters him now from the rest. Then he's potter. Let's say, Amdullah Kabal Shumanas. Let's say that he was originally found medically competent to handle 18 malchus. Umishalaka. And then he's doing really good. He says, keep on going, boys. Don't bother me at all. So Amdo Shiacholu Lekabel Arba'im. He's also potter. So in other words, there's no new din. Whatever was the original psak, according to the doctor's advice, that is what the psak remains.
But this one, they would do until 18.
What's that?
They would finish up 18.
Right? Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't check them out before that.
Yeah, there's no need to do a new one. The first, we'll get into this morning tomorrow. Says the Gemara, why? It's a very sort of weird drasha, isn't it? It says 40, arba'im yakenu. So, like, what are you doing? So, my time. Because I'll tell you, iktiv arba'im b'mispar. How do you explain the fact? B'makehem b'mispar. K'dei rishato b'mispar. What does k'dei rishato b'mispar mean? We're going to leave it up to the Beit Din to decide how bad he is. We don't leave up those kind of things. What do you mean, how bad he is? The Beit Din is going to judge what the level of the Isser is, how big an Isser it is, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about, what is it? That can't be what it means. You're saying to give him malkut b'mispar. Okay, then you say arba'im yakenu. So obviously that doesn't mean absolutely. You said before b'mispar. So had it said arba'im b'mispar? Okay, so it said count out arba'im, right? Arba'im b'minyana. But that's not what it's saying. It's saying b'makim b'mispar, whatever that mispar is. So then when it says b'mispar followed by arba'im, so then it has to be the minyan shusokim et arba'im, the number which would mathematically lead you to 40. Well, my rova, you know, this is really gutsy, I'll tell you. I mean, you take a Sefer Torah and you say, well, it don't mean what it says. So you know what that tells me? Kama tipshoi sharin, these idiots. The kaimi mekami Sefer Torah. They'll stand up and they take the Sefer Torah of the Aron HaKodesh. But they'll never stand up for Talmud Chacham, you know. So, because, I mean, what do you think is more important? The Sefer Torah or the Talmud Chacham? Sefer Torah says 40, comes along, Talmud Chacham says, no way, it's 39. So you see, the Sefer Torah, k'tiv arba'im, v'ata rabbanu b'tzruchada. So apparently, the das of the Talmud Chacham is greater. So you should stand up for the Talmud Chacham. Lamaisa, we learned the din of Amida for the Sefer Torah in the Gemara Kedushin from a Kal Vachomer. If you have to be Amid for Talmud Chacham, coach, can you have to be Amid for Sefer Torah? Which is the opposite of what it says. All of the Akronim have interesting pshatim in that question. It's a bit clearer in the Gemara. But okay, the Maisa over there, it's for the Drasha. The Drasha is indeed on the Talmud Chacham. If the Makor is the Chacham, the Talmud Chacham is the Sefer Torah. In terms of the Chiyav to be Mechabed, obviously, you can't be Mechabed the Talmud Chacham without being Mechabed the Torah, from where the Talmud Chacham is coming from. It's a question of, however, is it this or that, which one you should stand up for? Of course, you can stand up for the Talmud Chacham. Many give all types of other explanations, different level of Talmud Chacham. Only a Talmud Chacham that can be Seisr, the Great Torah, not just any Talmud Chacham. It's the difference between Laimdel, which is the Lashon Yir, and the Gavra Rabbah, which is the Lashon Yir. Those are two different things. Or there's different stages. There's where it's Teras Hashem, where the guy still is an Andarga, where hasn't become Torah To, it has become Torah To, then it becomes more. Anyway, many, many different approaches. I think the simple approach is the one I said originally. Rabbi Yudah, Arba'im Shilemot. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, my time up to Rabbi Yudah. So what is the reason? Now, again, the way many of Farshim learn is that he's only questioning over here, what is the reason that he says Ben Ketefav? So here we say, Maha Makota Ela Ben Yadecha. What are all of these makot that are there between your hands? I mean, what do you mean between your hands? I mean, I'm going between your hands. It would have to be between your shoulders. So the shoulder is the extension now of what we're looking at your hand. So apparently there is a makeh Bein Yadech. That's his makar. Lamaisa, others learn that on the contrary, it's the Arba'im Yakenu that it's coming to support over here. And it's from the continuation as well. Because Va'amar Asher Huketi Beit Ma'avai. So what does that mean? These are the things that I was beaten in the house of my lover. Meaning somebody cared enough to beat the heck out of me. So, okay, so then that means that we're not looking to be makil on you. Adarava, we call that malchus an act of love. So why would we say that the Torah is coming to be mamayat, that act of love? This is a beautiful mocker for the Rambam. So if you're learning that it's the din and they are boyim, so what are we talking about? Act of love, not act of love. Either we do darish misparabon, we don't darish misparabon. So the Rambam is saying that he's taken for granted, even if it's a diorita, the point is that we're trying to be mamayat because of the chashash of Pen Yosef, according to the Rabbanan. So what did the Rabbanan do with the Rabbanan say? This is not referring to Malkus at all. This is talking about Tinokot Shabbat Rabbanu Dichtiv. This is talking about the kids that get beat up, which we spoke about before. Always good to beat them up. Scare them. Einam din el b'makot haru'uyot leishtala'ish. And then we go on to say, this is usual, the wrong quote. And then we go on to say that in the event that amdu she'eno yachol lekabel, and then we want to, well, first amdu she'eno yachol lekabel, then amdu she'eno yachol lekabel. So it says over there, they started being loke, which is mashma. In other words, dafka, if he already got some of those malkiot. But lo lakalo. If there would have been a reassessment before they began giving him the malchus, so then, of course, we would go according to the reassessment. That's certainly the mashmahut of the Mishnah, right? Problem is that the Braita says not like that. Vraminu. Amdu lekabel arba'im. Suppose initially they said that he could, in fact, tolerate 40. And then chazru v'amdu v'amushen yochol lekabel arba'im. Then they switch it. Do another examination, and now they say, no, he actually cannot tolerate 40. Patur? Totally. It doesn't say anything over here about having to start giving him the malka. So that's definitely not like the Mishnah. Amdu lekabel shmona asra. V'chazru v'amdu sheyachol lekabel arba'im. Patur. You're patur from getting anything extra. So how do you explain that? Omer of sheshis lokash. It's not really a problem. Ha d'amdu leyumi. And ha d'amdu lemachu leyumachura. Depends whether it was for the same day or whether it was for another day. Now this is the source of many, many different pirushim as to what nafkamina that could be. So the Rivan learns the Mishnah's talking about today. So they originally said he can get the full load of the Malkias, whatever it is. When they change their mind on the same day, they say he can't. So now it's clear that the original Omed was nothing. I mean, it couldn't be that anything, that the guy changed so much in the course of one day that he suddenly, like his body became so much weaker. And so on and so forth. So it must be it was a mistake. The original Omer was a mistake when they said Arboim. Therefore, what we're doing now is we're reassessing him. So then, if he was Laka Miktsasa, based on that mistake, so that he's Pater, because he was already V'nikla Kichalei Necha, he was Mitbazeh from that original Psak. But if not, the original Psak doesn't stand because it was an error. So why can't we now be Omer him again? Whereas the Braita is talking about where we were omitting him another day, the next day, a couple of days later. So then this is considered to be that there was not a ta'ut, there was a decent omed, right? He could have been mekabel until today. Why should we assume that the whole thing was an error? He's gotten weaker now. No, so there, either case, therefore, if we were aim at him now, then originally, tomor, and now we check him over, and we see today he is weak. So the original omid was a perfectly good omid. Now he's not able to be mekabel at omid, so we can't carry it out. So what are we going to do? Be aim at another din? There's no makar to give him another din. So mamela, the very fact, we take the very fact that the guy had to stand there in Bezdin and be mevuzeh to be checked, and whether he could be beaten or not, is sufficient to be vinik. And therefore, there's no makar to give him yet another din. Why would we give him another din? Okay. The other way around, where we would bring, what are we going to do now? Bring him back into Beis Din and say, we made a mistake. If it turns out that he was able to tolerate more, no, because then it's a bizarre for Beis Din. Bashenkin, if we never started, so then there's no issue bizarre for Beis Din. That's how the Rivan learned. You could see that there's approaches that are amamish the opposite as well, but we'll go with that. Avar avera sheyesh bo shnei lavim. Let's say he did an avera that has two different lavim in it. Now that's mashma, it's all in the same act. So the case the Rivan brings is he does charisha b'kelayim of kelayim. So then he's over on utilizing kelay animals the same time that he's doing a work in a kelay hakera. However, the Rambam learns that it means if the guy was found chayv and bezdin for two lavim, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily the same act. So if amdu omid echad, loke upatur. Im lav, loke, umitrape, v'chozeva loke. So if he went through now one medical examination, it seems to be saying, so then he gets that one malchus, whatever it was, and then he's potter. But if not, he gets malchus, we wait till he recovers, and then we beat him up again. That's the Gemara. But the Braita says nothing. The Braita says, Atanya ein omdim omid echad, the shmi lavim. So what do you mean if they were omid him for two lavim? Here it says you don't do that. The point is he capable of getting malchus for two lav? And that's the point. So one is referring to hadamdu larba in the fada and hadamdu larba in the shtayim. There's two completely different cases. If his medical examination found him capable of tolerating 42 malchus. 42 malk is 3 above 39, which is rotwi lich talesh. Shins is rotwi lich talesh, so he can now get malkus on the second lav as well. But if it was only 41, so then 2 is not rotwi lich talesh, obviously, and therefore he can't get the malkus for the second lav. So if it's shayich to give him, in other words, if medically he can tolerate malkus for 2 lav, so fine, so then let him get only the minimum, which is enough to cover one lav, and then the next lav, where it says we're not aim it for two lav, it means where he can only get 39 or less, or actually 39 translates into 41 or less. We had 41 or less. So then he's not shaykh to be, oh, but what are we going to give him less than this full malchus for two lavin? Why would we do that? In the same way that you understand, suppose we're aminim for 18. So you'd understand, why should we be aminim in 18? It should be yaitz two lavin for the 18. Let him get better, we'll give him another 18. But once we can already give him the full malchus plus, so then we give him the full malchus plus to cover him lakula on both of these lavin. You're on, dear President. Ketzad notinoto. What is the way in which you do malchus? Yeah, this is really very similar to the structure of Sanhedrin. This is the way that we did the different mitot beitin. So ketzad malkinoto kofesh shtei yadav al ha'amud elach v'helach. What we do is we have, he faces a amud, a column. We tie his hands to the column. And the Chazan HaKneset, he was standing behind him, ochez b'begadav, see how this is very similar to the sotah, holds his clothing, grabs his clothing, and pulls them downward. And im nikra'u nikra'u, if they were ripped, they were ripped. Im nifremu nifremu, now here we can see very clearly that our peerage is not Rashi, because Rashi, by the case of the Sotah, learns nifremu means that it's even worse than nikra'u, it's in tatters. So can't even be sewn up again. The Rivan learns, as do most Rishonim, that nifremu means along a seam, in which case the order is a little bit problematic. So nikra'u is worse. But anyway, whatever happens there, we don't care. Achu begaleh et libo, we uncover his heart. Now, this is part of the nikle, but as the Rambam says, the Gemara will say this is because of the nikle. But the Rambam says it's because of, it says who, and not kisuto, we call who. So that it's diraita, and not part of the nikle. So right. He's learning that it's the tearing of the clothing in this buvuzev fashion that is the nikle, not the uncovering of his back and his chest that's the nikle.
So why?
Because that's where he's going to be hit.
You mean to place the heart in the back?
Nope, front and back. And as we said, we need roilish talesh. Two-thirds on the sides of his back and one on his chest. And this, by the way, the Rambam, again, the Rivan over here says, lifanav means on his stomach, which does not fit, because then what about galet libo? How are we hitting him on his stomach? Again, so the Rambam says it means now on his chest. So we'll see that this ritzu'ah is long enough to go across his back and hit him in the front. This Chazan is standing behind him, so it clearly doesn't mean he moves him around and it beats him from the front. Because it says, there's a stand, stone that he stands on. Chazan HaKneset Omeid Alav. So by definition, it's behind him. A Ritzua is Biyado. Now this Ritzua is made out of egel. It's made out of the skin of an egel. It's Kvula Echad Eshnaim Eshnaim L'Arba'ah. It's bent first at the two, and then those two are bent at the four. The Ramban says, then you cut it, that you have four separate pieces, not that it's all connected. And you have Shtei Ritzua. Four separate parts, right? And shtei ritzot shel chamor olot v'yordot ba al shem yada shor paneu v'chamor evus pavav. So we have also two ritzuas of a chamor. There's different meanings to olot v'yordot. One of the nicest olot v'yordot is that it's sewn along the edge of the ritzua, so it looks like it's going in and out as olot v'yored, because when the stitch goes down, it's going to yored, when it comes back up, it's all that. So olot v'yordot. Others learn olot v'yordot simply means that they're loose in between the other four. And the yada, the handle of the ritzua, is a tefach. Urchava tefach. V'rosha maga'at alpi kreso. The top reaches down, again, the way the Rambam learns, to the top of his stomach, but will not get close enough to his solar plexus to cause any nerve damage. Right? You have to be careful not to hit him at any place where you can cause him damage. So when we hit him in a way in which two-thirds of the malchus, one is on one side of his back, one's on the other side of his back. Again, the way the Rivan learns is that it's done horizontally, even though this is extremely, doesn't really work very well to say horizontally. In other words, he's the Chazan HaKneset is standing behind him. But Pashtus, he's facing him and is hitting him vertically. Whether Rivon understands it, that it's lekreso, it's not going to help to hit him vertically. He has to hit him horizontally by bending his hand over, and he has to bend over and now hit him across his back horizontally. So then if he hits him at the edge of his back, the top goes around and hits his stomach. The way the Rambam is learning, that it never hit his stomach, so then there's no problem. He hits him on one side along those shoulders and back, and the other side along the left shoulder and back, and then across the top so that it reaches his chest.
Absolutely.
first two sets.
Or on his back.
The same place, it's just what they're throwing over the shoulder.
Correct. That seems to be what Milafanov means. None of the Rishonim speak about twisting him around and putting the Evan in front of him or anything like that. So apparently, even though nobody speaks it out, clearly the Farish, that seems to be the way to understand it. The man does not stand up straight, and he does not sit. He's mote, he's bending. He's mote on the mote. That he has to be bent over. That's why we tie his hands. But at the same time, he has to be not sitting. So if he's not sitting, that's what it means, mote. He's both mupal, but he's omeid. Ha-makeh, the one who's doing the makos, is makeh biyado achat bekol kocho. He uses one hand. Two hands make it actually weaker. He uses one hand, and he's mechuyev to use his full energy. Ha-korei, and they have somebody who's reading the posik now. The three psok. Im lo tishmor lasot et kol divrei ha-torah hazot ha-ktuvim ba-sefer hazeh, lirot ha-shem ha-nechbad va-nora hazeh, et ha-shem lokecha, vifla ha-shem et makotech v'et makot zarecha, makot gedolot v'nehemanot v'cholayim ra'im v'nehemanim. And then you say, and you go back again, if you run out of time, we'll talk about that in a moment. V'choz l'tzkelot ha-mikra, u'shmartem et divrei ha-brit hazot, v'asitem otam l'man taskilo et kol asher ta'asun. And then he also says, and if he still needs more, he's chozer l'tchilat ha-mikra. Now, what's interesting is that each one of these psukim has exactly 13 words. So the 13 words would be 3 times 13, would be 39. So why would be chozer l'tchilat ha-mikra? In other words, if the pashtus, it means with each word you hit him again. So then that would cover the full malchus. It could be if they're not in rhythm. You know, the korei with the maket. But it's interesting, it's baramis. So I'm actually bringing rebbes for bar mitzvah from here. Because all of these things have, there's 13 years which you do whatever the heck you want, you know. So that's the chaper avon v'rachum, the chaper avon v'layashki, it's my God, which you get in while you're a kid, you know. But now that's the end. That's the end. Is that? Are you speaking in English? Well, that's when...
It's interesting, though, that the lab that he was over is not red.
Right, it's just the general bris. It's all about the bris. Tishmar lasot et kol divrei ha-Torah. Ve'imet tachat yado. Now, if the guy unfortunately dies, he's potter, because we saw before, he's not considered, the shliach beit din is considered to be doing what he needs to do, and not an example of misa b'shogeg. However, if osif lo odu tzuah achat ve'meit, if he adds an additional makah, so then I raise a gola. Of course, the way we explained this to the Gemara earlier is that it would only be with a valid shogeg. So the case was that the one who was counted wrong. Not that if he went ahead to add another tzur, that would be korav l'mezid. So then raise a golal yado, then he would go into golot. Nitkalkel. Now if the guy loses control, either of his bowels, or he loses control of his bladder, so nitkalkel bein bera'i, bein b'mayim, he's potter, even if he never got hit. The guy's so terrified of the malchus, it starts as v'nikla achicha b'inecha. That is enough of a nikla. For sure in the middle. Rabbi Yudaimer, it's not so easy because men urinate all over the place. They consider it to be so embarrassing. So a ish would have to be there, would defecate. A isha b'may, for a woman, it would be v'nikla. Mat gevlo revo shaya v'lich shav nami azorea b'nach aleitan v'azorea temiacha shelo yoved bo v'lo yizorea mat gevlo revo chananya v'lich shav nami amochi katashem b'lichato Mask Ravina Lichshev Nami Hakotseit Silonotovot Vazaratemiach Kimi Menutokavot Lotichrot Omele Rabbi Zeila Rabbi Moni Lichshev Nami Gondomer Shvua Shloach Rosh Biyonto. Nah, that one's no good. Hatam Loko Chala Shvua is a Mushpevayim in Mar Sinai. Well, how about Gondomer Shvua Shloach Rosh Bein Bechol Bein Biyonto? The Migo the Chala Le Shvua Bechol Chala Le Nami Biyonto. Well, me to be to the Sheila Lokatani. Hello, Hare. Hegdish bibachar. Hare Nazir, Nazir Shimshon. Nah, Nazir Shimshon. He could even be Metami Lebeitimu. Elahai Tana Iser Kolel Letlei. Omer Avoshayam Arbiya Shor Psuvayam Mugdashim Lokeshnai. Omer Yitzchak Amanik Mishor Psuvayam Mugdim. Amugdashim Lokesh. Hare Guf Echadu. Viasao Hakatuv. Kishne Gufim. Kam Amalkinot Arbaim Chosra Chat Shnemar Bimispar Arbaim. Minyan Shu Samuch Larbaim. Rabbi Yudomer, Arbaim Shlemotu Loke, Vehechanu Loke, Tayetera, Bein Kitefad, Enom Dimotelva Makotaru Uyot Ishtalesh. Omdula Kabel Arbaim, Veloke Mitzat, and then Omdushen Yochola Kabel Arbaim Pot, Omdula Kabel Shmonesre, Umishalaka Omdush Yachol Kabel Arbaim Pot. My time, Ichtiv Arbaim Bemispar, Avamin Arbaim Beminyana. But Ashley the Khtibi Mispar Abaim, Minyanchu Sochimeta Arbaim, Omar Rava, Kamatip Shoy Sharin, Shad Kami Kami Sefer Torah, Vulokami Kami Gavar Rava, Il was Sefer Torah, Khtiv Arbaim, Vodra Abano, Batsuchoda, Rabbi Yudam Arbaim Shalemot, Om Rabbi Yitzchak, my time, Rabbi Yudah, the Khtiv, Mama Kota Ela Ben Yodecha, Vamashu KTB Beit Mahavai, Vrabona, that's a reference to Tino Kotcho Petra Banu, the Khtiv. And then, if Omdov, Omdushen Yochola Kabel, etc. So you see, Dafka Loka Mixatin, but Lo Loka Lo. Vramino, Omdula Kabel Arbaim, Vachazruva Omdushen Yochola Kabel Arbaim, that is Potter Legamre. Omdula Kabel Shimon, Esser Vachazruva Omdush Yochola Kabel Arbaim Potter. Omdup Shesh is Lokasha. Hod Omdula Yumi, Hod Omdula Machar, Ulu Yumachura. Over Avi Rashi Yesh Bashnei Lavi. Omdu Omid Echad Loko Pot. Im Lav Loke Omid Rapeh V'chozev Loke. V'tani Ein Omdim Oto Echad Shnei Lavi. Omid Echad Shnei Lavi. Omid Shiz Lokash Adam Omdu L'Arbaim V'chada. V'adam Lo L'Arbaim V'tarte. Ketzad Malkin Oto Kofesh Teyadov Al Amud Elech V'Helech Chazan HaKneset Ochez B'Begadav Im Nikru Nikru Nifrimu Nifrimu Ad Shemgalet Libo. ואבן נתונה מאחוריו. חזן הכנסת אומר עליו, רצוע ביודו של עגל כפולה אחת לשניים, שניים לרבו, שני רצועות של חמור עולות ויורדות בה, יוד הטפח, רוח וטפח, ראש המגעת על פי קריסו, הוא מכה אותו שליש מלפניו ושתי ידות מלאחריו, ואינו מכה אותו לא עומד ולא יושב אלא מוטה, שמביא פילו השופט. המכה מכה בידו אחת בכל כוחו, הקורא קורא, אם לא תשמור לעשות, יפלא השם את מכותיך, את מכות זריך, חוזר לתחילת המקרא, ושמרתם את דברי הברית הזאת, וחותם, והוא רחום יכפר על עוון. חוזר לתחילת המקרא. אם מת תחת ידו פטור, הוסיף לו עוד רצועה אחת ומת, הרי זה גולה על ידו. נתקלקל בין בראי בין במים, פטור. רבי ידע אומר, האיש בראי, והאישה במים.